In the following segment, that is...
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Our daily look here at Hank FM. Why we can't have nice things. Well, let us start on the home front. This happening last Thursday, early morning hours in Lake Worth, as two suspects go into a convenience store. This is a stick-up, good old-fashioned armed robbery, and this took place at 4:36 a.m. as there's a silent panic alarm, little button underneath the counter that the attendant hits when all this is going on. And then 4:36 this happens. Lake Worth officers arrest at 4:43 the two suspects.
Whoa.
7 minutes.
Yeah.
Lake Worth police getting the job done. Getting 20-year-old Amaya Thompson and Katriel Gertley, 23 years old. They're also evidently involved with other cases around the area. 7 minutes or less right there. Well done. We give you a... Well done. Good job, Lake Worth.
You know, there's a lot of things that you can steal in life. A unicycle, however, is a very bold choice. Police in Madison, Wisconsin were shocked to see an injured man walking through a parking lot. So I decided to have a little chat with him and noticed that he had a bag of tools, a liquor bottle, as well as a unicycle. The aspiring unicycler needs some attitude adjustment. He spit on cops, taken into custody.
You ever try to ride a unicycle?
No. I'm building racks so I don't have to go on a ladder.
That's how you get injured and stumbling through a parking lot. And angry enough that you'll just spit on anybody. That's unicycles, not weird.
And it doesn't go with the alcohol.
So last week you had the story about Amazon just kept sending like this woman hundreds and hundreds of fake. We have another one of these. Ooh. This out of the very isolated West Texas town of Crane, Texas. And very, very similar, except a different item. A woman received hundreds of random Amazon packages over this past calendar year. And they all contain the same thing. Faux fake leather car seat covers.
Oh, no.
Finally, though, as opposed to your story, this Amazon has now agreed to take them out of her garage. She can't fit her car inside her garage anymore because these just keep showing up. But it's the same thing as the company's return address, for some reason, is listed as this lady's house. This, in a way, is some sort of scam out there. Amazon doesn't want anything to do with it, but finally, after months and months and months, they said somebody will come by and pick up all the boxes.
And they're putting their babies on pleather.
Unless you want a faux leather seat cover,
seriously.
And then go to Crane, Texas. And they got you covered.
A 55-year-old man in big trouble today for playing in traffic in fabulous Denton.
Oh.
He ran straight onto the roadway on 288, then began yelling at the vehicles.
Oh, no.
Did we mention he did... not have a stitch of clothing on at the time.
Sure.
The subject has a history of drug use and was speaking in a rapid, incoherent, and disorganized manner.
So a guy runs out in the roadway, not wearing anything, yelling at cars.
In Denton.
Do we know where Dale was after the Dave's Hot Chicken?
This guy was 55.
Dale's in the sales meeting right now. Hopefully he's got all his pants on. Let's go to France. Oh, and this family's on a lovely holiday as they travel all across the area. So they're on this, like, odyssey. It's a Griswoldian-type European vacation. Leaving Paris for Morocco. It's about a 27-hour drive for this particular family. You got the two parents in their 60s and their 22-year-old daughter who's in the back seat asleep for most of this. Well, in the middle of the night, 62-year-old hubby pulls over and gas station fills up, use the restroom and everything like that. And then they pull off, leaving his 60-year-old wife behind. This was 4:30 in the morning. He didn't realize it, though, for 186 miles. Called the cops about 4 hours later to report it. Didn't remember which gas station they stopped at or even what city they were in. His daughter was asleep in the back the whole time, so no help whatsoever. And police found the wife by tracking her cell phone. No word on why she didn't use it to call him, says the story. Oh, I know why. Now, he didn't do it on purpose. He said it was an honest mistake.
Okay.
And he's not in any legal trouble, but boy, is he in trouble. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. So last week, you remember it was Pick Blueberries Day?
Yeah.
You know, someone's always got to take it way too far. This time it happened in Canada when a truck full of fresh blueberries lost its load and flew all over the highway. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police had a sense of humor about the cleanup, saying they were called to a, quote, juicy incident and might team up with a farmer's market to offer jackknife jelly, pothole preserves, or traffic jam. Jam
and
the
blueberries. And then finally, let us end in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. And a traffic stop there in southeast Wisconsin led authorities to find all sorts of stuff. Guns, cash, and uncover a lot of drugs. In a bag that literally had the label, definitely not a bag full of drugs.
Dum, 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 dum,